Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Before we get started, I want to give you a free gift that I have spent over a decade researching thousands of hours of peer-reviewed studies and interviewing hundreds of world-leading functional medical doctors and cancer conquerors that lays out a blueprint for helping your mind and body become a cancer-fighting fortress for natural cancer prevention and healing. And that's my Amazon number one best-selling book, Becoming Cancer-Free. The physical copy sells for like 10 bucks on Amazon, which, you know, you can go get that if you want, but I'm happy to give you the ebook absolutely free. Just head over to becomingcancerfree.com and you can download that ebook instantly. Again, that's becomingcancerfree.com and it's yours as a gift for me to you for tuning into this podcast. All right, let's get to the show. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I am joined today by Mr. Justin Franson, who is a performance coach and founder of athleticism.com. He's also the author of Athleticism, Whole Body Plus Whole Brain Equals Performance. Over 25 years, he's done nerve work for sports performance, amateur and professional athletes in most major sports, treats concussions. Justin, the thing I was reading about you that I find really interesting is your focus on helping people improve health and performance through, you know, light, sound, frequency, you know, an energetic approach, and seeing how destructive EMFs are to our health. We have a lot of science as a cancer researcher for nearly the last almost 12 years now. You know, there's a tremendous amount of science on EMFs and how they can, you know, damage DNA and damage the mitochondria and cause chronic inflammation and can contribute towards cancer and other chronic inflammatory diseases. And whether it's cell phones, it's Wi-Fi towers, it's Wi-Fi routers in your home, right? All these kinds of things we see, you know, there's a lot of science and people still believe, oh, that stuff doesn't cause cancer. Oh my gosh, we have a tremendous amount of evidence that actually it may be contributing towards way more cancer than people think. But also, like, what do we do about it? How do we shield ourselves? How do we keep ourselves healthy? Like, we're using Wi-Fi right now, or we're using internet right now. You know, I've got my phone over here. It's like, that's how we're communicating with the world. So we use this stuff every day. It's practical. It's useful. It's a great tool. But at the same time, it really, you know, people who are sensitive, it really affects them. I know people, Lloyd Burrell, I've interviewed over the years for my summits. You know, he started getting, you know, EMF pollution was like causing him so many health problems. And once he realized what it was, he was able to you know, put some steps in place to help prevent that and help his body heal. And now he knows how to deal with it. And he educates thousands and thousands of people about it. So anyway, I find it really fascinating that you've also come to that approach over the years and through athletic performance and helping people improve recovery and health as athletes. So anyway, welcome to the podcast, Justin. I'm excited to learn more about you, your work, what you do, and, you know, help people realize what can they do to keep themselves healthy in this world that we're surrounded by so much electromagnetic pollution and radiation.
Awesome, Nathan. Thanks for having me on.
So what got you into like looking at the energy level, frequency, vibration level of health and performance?
I've always been in that aware space, and starting athleticism.com almost 30 years ago, it's been always out of the box training for us. It was mostly coordination work and improving just people's just awareness on how to train out of the box. So we had one of the first Bosu balls in our gym from David Weck, and Steve Cotter was a big guy. You'd use kettlebells, but he's one of the guys that's touted for bringing kettlebells into our space. And I had some incredible mentors like John Imes, who was doing nerve work, Dr. Toby Watkinson, who was doing muscle testing, applied kinesiology stuff to reconnect some pathways to the body. And so I was just really blessed. We had Aaron Mattis doing active isolated stretching. I was always using tools that were so different than everyone else was. And then Dr. George Gonzalez brought the lights into our space. And then when I saw our athletes breaking down from wearable technology. We had one strong fit guy come in and he had a smartwatch on his wrist and he said, "Hey, Justin, I got pain in my wrist." I said, "Where?" He said, "Right." He pointed right to where his watch was. And that was about the time those Fitbits were being recalled. And I said, "Well, take the radiation off your wrist." And sure enough, his pain went away. And so I just started putting all those pieces of the puzzle together to bring us to really understanding that we're this electromagnetic beings, we're one with nature, and this non-native resonances were so polarizing for us.
What are some of the worst, you know, wearable technologies in, that you've seen in terms of like how much radiation they're putting off? Have you looked into that? Like the recent stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm just going to put them all in the same bucket. They're all challenging. Is it 50 million waves per second, you know, on up to a billion waves per second or more? I mean, it's really indifferent. They term the speed of the wavelength. So the way you measure that stuff, Nathan, is by measuring the speed of the wavelength. So that you have meters that are designed to measure certain speeds of certain wavelengths. The megahertz is in the millions of waves per second. The gigahertz is in the billions of waves per second. So it's really pretty much indifferent when you start to get up into the high millions, close to billions, as far as how polarizing it is for us. So for example, a Wi-Fi or a cell phone, the lowest bandwidth that would be 2.45 gigahertz. So if you're wearing a smartwatch, you know, it has GPS, cellular, Bluetooth, broadband spectrum, you know, and, you know, basically five different bandwidths all inside that one phone. It's just like, you know, having a cell phone on your wrist. I mean, that's a lot. If you go to the Bluetooth for the headsets, those are still receiving and transmitting. So you're still in the billions of waves per second. So it just, you might not have the GPS right in it, but you're still going to have a lot of the others in it. So they're all really taxing on the body.
What about if it's, so I've been using Whoop. Do you know about Whoop?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll do is like, as an athlete, like, you know, trying to improve my sleep and track recovery and things like that, I find it really valuable. I also recommend, you know, some of our clients and patients to use some of these for a short period of time. It doesn't matter this, any brand, but for a short period of time to see like how many hours of sleep they're actually getting a night, right? Because one of the things we know, if you're trying to heal from a chronic health condition, the more you can get into that parasympathetic, whether it's through meditation, Qigong, you know, pranayama, breath work, or just more sleep, the faster your body can heal. And a lot of people think, oh, I'm in bed for 8 hours, 9 hours a night, I'm getting 8 or 9 hours of sleep. Once you start tracking your sleep, you see, oh wow, I'm in bed 8 or 9 hours, I'm only sleeping 6 hours a night or 7 hours a night. And so focusing on, you know, improving sleep. But then, you know, that's the downside. I tell people, well, look, you've got Bluetooth, this is Bluetooth, and it's supposed to be a, like how it works is supposed to be like one of those kind of intermittent Bluetooth. I'm not exactly sure if you've looked into that research. It's supposed to be a, you know, a lot less like, you know, EMF coming off of the device itself compared to some of the earlier technologies. I don't know how totally accurate that is or not. Maybe you do. But I'll take it off for, actually, I took like 6 months off from it recently and then I started it again. I'll wear it when I go to the beach. I take it off the whole time just to like free my body from it. I'll take it off sometimes when I travel for like a week at a time. So I'm giving my body a break from it, you know, fairly often, which I would recommend if people are going to use these, like give your body a break from it. But certainly, you know, we have this stuff on our body. If your phone's in your pocket 24/7, right? Like that's, you're causing damage to the DNA.
You know, with the cold and flu season here, it's critically important that we enhance and strengthen our immune systems. Yes, would you agree? The problem is, though, that there's so much confusion out there when it comes to what actually works for our bodies and for our health. Well, I'll tell you what I used. I used Maison Beljanski's wellness products. Maison Beljanski's products are backed by science to not only help empower the immune system, but can support detoxification and contribute to our overall health. Coming from Europe, the all-natural Beljansky formulas are now available in the United States and are recommended by top doctors everywhere. A lot of the colleagues I work with, functional medicine practitioners that work with patients with all kinds of diseases, are recommending Maison Beljansky's products to their very own patients. As a special sponsor of this podcast, Maison Beljansky has included a very special discount offer for all of my listeners. You can get 15% off your first order using the promo code Nathan, and you'll always enjoy free shipping when you order four products or more. You can grab your wellness products today at maisonbeljansky.com. That's MAISONBELJANSKI, maisonbeljansky.com, and use code Nathan for 15% off. Have you heard of PEMF therapy for cancer? Well, this podcast is brought to you by Dr. Pollock, and he wants to share with you the groundbreaking research of pulsed electromagnetic field therapy in the treatment of cancer. Studies show PEMF therapy can help control the cancer process and give safe, non-toxic, and non-invasive symptom management. PEMF therapy may enhance other cancer support and treatments, lower inflammation, and promote tissue healing. Studies show it's possible to improve your general well-being and recuperate from surgery, radiation, and chemo better and more quickly. Embrace a comprehensive approach to cancer treatment with PEMF therapy, a vital tool on your path to prevention, treatment, and recovery. For caring and professional guidance and recommendations from Dr. Pollock, go to drpollock.com/intro to cancer. That's drpawluk.com/intro to cancer.
Yeah, Nathan, there's a few things to unpack on that. First off, the biggest message that I want to share with your audience is to get back to knowing how you feel and not allowing something else to tell you how many steps you took, when it's time to eat, how good your workout was, how good your sleep was, all that stuff. They're calling it the meta universe. So they're allowing technology to really infiltrate us and be our litmus test. We got to get back to connecting to God and getting grounded by nature and really knowing how we feel and tapping it into our own senses and intuition for those types of things. So when I'm testing professional athletes, we don't test them every day. So I mean, when you're doing a one max squat rep, you know, and testing your max, you're not testing those every day. The body speed tests for tracking, developing speed for someone, you don't test them every day. But for some reason, this technology is really conditioning the most of the people to use this stuff all the time. And it's just not how it's done. You establish a baseline, maybe a midpoint and endpoint test. I mean, that's over, you know, a couple months, a period of time or more. So let's get out of that rut of listening to this stuff, get back into knowing how we feel. Technology is great. We do use it all the time. I mean, I'm so grateful that I could have this conversation with you and we could share with our audience through technology. But again, it's this usage and proximity protocols. You know, when I'm using it, my phone's on airplane mode. My computer's hardwired. I don't have any wireless signals going on. The circadian rhythm, I have a window right outside here, so I'm getting natural light, you know, just not LED lights and all. So I don't have a router right underneath my desk. There's ways to use this stuff without it using you.
Yeah, it's a good point where, you know, we're so addicted to our phones, right? So addicted to getting like programmed and used to like, oh, I need to have this thing on 24/7. And now your phone's not good enough. You need to have your phone on your wrist at all times. Like, to me, that never made sense. Like, I, you know, all day long, I keep my phone at least you know, a foot, couple feet away from me. It's on the table, it's on the desk. It's, you know, if it's in my pocket when I walk to the car, I immediately take it out of the car, I put it on the holder. If I go to a table, if I go to eat, it's like I keep it off my body 95% of the time, because I've seen this research over the years. And, you know, I think that's a simple solution for people, right? But I like what you're saying too, is like, look, you know, the idea of thinking, oh, we have to wear these things 24/7 is a paradigm that we need to break. It's good for the companies. They make more money, right? They get more data, but is it really helping us get healthier?
Yeah, exactly. The data is the king for them. The surveillance marketing, they're using our information and to market us, to sell us stuff. I mean, it's a huge business for them. And for us, it's a huge stressor, you know, on our health. And it's more of a slow cook process. I mean, everyone bends and breaks in different ways, depending on your predisposition to this stuff. So I've been nicked along the way. I mean, I'm in my 50s now and have seen a lot. When I was talking, just even on a corded phone when I was younger, be on the phone for hours with a girlfriend, I could feel the corded phone affect my head. And I remember distinctively asking my parents, like, hey, what's going on? Why is this, you know, bothering me? Like, there's this pain I have. And you have the phone just glued to your head back then. And so little things like that. And then I had an internship or in commercial real estate where I was stuck at an x-ray machine. I was copying papers for the brokers. And so I'd pull the paper off the x-ray machine, my fingertips would burn. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's ionized radiation, it's hot. If I do it really quick, it won't be so bad. But I did that for, you know, about a month on end. And then now 30 years later, I have nerve pain in my fingertips. So I have to use a stylus when I'm touching screens, because there's like literally acute pain often when I touch the screen. So I've seen these things, you know, happen to me, and then all through just being in the EMF space for the last dozen plus years.
You know, one of the most important things I've learned over the years in helping many people get and stay healthy is to help them shift their mindset into thinking of themselves as an athlete, no matter their age, whether they just walk 30 minutes a day in the mornings, for example, or they play sports for fun on the weekends, or they go to the gym a couple days a week, no matter what your activity level, if you think of yourself as an athlete, then you start to naturally take better care of your body, focus more on your nutrition, recovery, sleep, other health protocols that optimize your performance as an athlete, and in turn may help you prevent and heal against chronic diseases and help your body be the healthiest that it can possibly be. So if you want to live a long, healthy, vital life and start thinking of yourself as an athlete, head over to plantpoweredathlete.com and get the latest organic plant-powered protein, super clean, nutrient-dense, high-quality plant-powered protein to help you live your healthiest, most vital life. And you can use our discount code PANACEA15 for 15% discount off your first order. Again, that's plantpoweredathlete.com. Get some of the plant-powered protein for yourself and start thinking of yourself as an athlete every day and see how it impacts your health for the long term. All right, let's get to the show. Yeah, for people who, I mean, Lloyd Burrell has done a really good job of pulling all this research together, and I've looked at a number of articles over the years. I mean, people who don't believe it, because, you know, if you just Google it, like, Google's going to give you very often a limited viewfinder into what a lot of the data actually shows. I mean, I could pull up tons of studies like this one in reproductive biology and endocrinology that show, you know, cell phone radiation specifically. And we're not just talking cell phones, right? I mean, we're talking any of the EMFs that are created today. I mean, we're talking microwaves put off radiation, right? We stopped microwaving our food 15, 17 years ago, I think. Have not used a microwave since. You know, Wi-Fi routers put off radiation, cell phones, you know, devices, you know, smartwatches, all these kinds of things. And, you know, there's lots of these like this, oxidative stress, carcinogenesis with focus on male reproductive system, where there are plenty of studies that show a number of different things where, you know, exposure to these can cause Oxidative stress can cause, reactive oxygen species, increase formation. We know that it can, stimulate all other kinds of pathways that then can lead to DNA damage. Like, this is one study. There's many of these studies out there that we could look at. There's, human studies, there's mice studies. The problem is you go to some of the big, here's one: whole body exposure, radio frequency, electromagnetic energy can cause DNA damage. This was a mouse study. Like I said, there's tons of these studies out there. This is very real stuff. The problem is, like, cell phone companies and internet companies don't want this information getting out there. Obviously, it's bad business. The government doesn't want it getting out there. So you look at government websites as well, and a lot of it is like, they're like, yeah, but this research shows it doesn't cause DNA damage. It's like, yeah, but what about all this other research that does show that it does? They're like, well, we're not going to put that on our website because that's bad business. I mean, we're talking about multi-billion dollar industries, right? And I don't care about, it's not like, oh, we got to take them down or stop them or whatever. It's just like talking with you. What can we do? One, be aware that this stuff is also damaging as well as it is beneficial. But then, what can we do? So maybe you can list a number of solutions that you've found over the years. You mentioned a few, but maybe you could go through them a little more in depth as well.
Yeah, well, first off, there are thousands of studies. Bioinitiative.org has gotten multiple scientists from over 40 countries, hundreds of scientists from 40 countries, and have so much stuff on it. Cellphonetaskforce.org, another great research
Is this the one you said, bioinitiative.org? Is this the one you said?
Yeah. So that was a report done over a dozen years ago, and Henry Lai's research. I mean, there's thousands of these docs that talk about all the challenges that go into electromagnetic fields. And so electromagnetic EMFs are considered electromagnetic fields. They can be native or non-native. And so we call the non-native ones electromagnetic radiation. And electromagnetic radiation is essentially radiation for the body, and it can be in a lower level bandwidth like electricity, which is measured in milligauss, all the way up to dirty electricity and then into the wireless spectrum. So we're being inundated by all these different levels of electricity, and ever since we introduced electricity into their homes, basically the flu was here to stay. They call the flu, and this is a crazy stat, in 1889, they put electricity into our homes, Nathan. And before that, they called the flu, it was influenza, because it was under the influence of the stars. So whenever there was a cosmic shift in our atmosphere, solar flares, atmospheric pressure shifts, that's when our bodies would adapt. REM patterns would be disrupted, and our bodies would adapt. We would see the signs of disease that we see with changes in our atmospheric pressure. Not until we put electricity into the homes is the flu here to stay. And then every major electrification from then on was really documented and correlated directly with rollouts of non-native radiation, like radio waves in 1918 with the Spanish flu, and World War II radar and Hong Kong flu satellites. And then everyone knows what they rolled out the last several years with 5G, and a lot of people adapting. So the book, The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg, categorizes all that and directly correlates the history of electricity and life. So it's really interesting to see that interplay between us and our environment, and how these non-native waveforms can impact us.
This website, bioinitiative.org, the report, this is a really good resource for people who want to dig deeper, right? Because look at this, if you want to look at gene and protein expression, it links right to the studies. If you want to look at RFR and DNA damage, you want to look at stress response proteins, all the links to the studies are right here. Immune function, neurology, blood-brain barrier. That's some of the early studies I saw, was how it penetrates, blood-brain barrier. And allows, it opens up blood-brain barrier and allows other toxins to pass through into the brain, right? Heavy metals and things like that. acoustic neuromas, leukemia, brain tumors, you know, cancer promotion, like on and on, the metabolic mechanisms. I've done quite a bit of research on it specifically for mitochondrial damage in a presentation I gave earlier this year. And, you know, there's some crazy research I found on how it damages mitochondria as well. Reproductive effects. You know, I remember, I don't know if it was 100%, you know, true or not, but I remember years ago hearing stories and then seeing photos of like when we had the flip phones, and it was like, I think the Razor, the Motorola Razor, maybe that kind of phone, where, you know, when women would have it in their bra strap, and then they would have tumors grow exactly the same shape and size of the phone that was sitting where they kept it inside their bra strap, like these square, if you remember those phones, right? Like square tumors. That was probably like 10, 15 years ago. I think I remember seeing that. And, you know, hearing lots of those stories too, but you know, those are stories, those are anecdotes. But then you look at all this research and you're like, okay, yeah, this is a very real concern.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, this is real stuff, and there's so much literature. You can just do any search in any search engine and look up challenges with radiation or waveforms, and it'll all list it on there. There'll be thousands of studies, endless stuff, and from Beverly Rubick on down.
Imagine unlocking the power of your immune system with the turn of a key. That's exactly what Better Way Health's beta-glucan offers, a clinically proven cheat code for immune support, now available at a special discount. This unique formula combines the synergistic effects of beta-glucan with vitamin C, resveratrol, and selenium, boosting immune function, energy, mood, and overall performance. It's 8 times more potent than its top competitors. It's vegan, non-GMO, and gluten-free. And our friends at Better Way Health are saying, don't miss this opportunity to shield your health with a product backed by rigorous research and literally thousands of studies. Elevate your wellness journey with Better Way Health's beta-glucan and experience the difference in days, not weeks. Secure your supply today and feel the invincible shield up around your health. Just like countless satisfied customers worldwide, I actually take this beta-glucan myself, and I highly recommend it. You can visit nathancrane.com/beta-glucan. That's BETAGLUCAN. nathancrane.com/beta-glucan for a special discount today.
One of my good friends and integrative cancer doctors, Michael Carlfelt, owns the Carlfelt Center in Meridian, Idaho, and I'm really grateful that their team has sponsored this episode. Dr. Carlfelt is a globally renowned naturopathic doctor in integrative oncology, and his center pioneers cutting-edge alternative therapies to combat cancer. They offer cutting-edge therapies, including high-dose IVs, ozone therapy, curcumin, mistletoe, photodynamic therapy, and many others within their 17,000 square foot advanced medical and wellness treatment facility. With decades of expertise, they offer comprehensive root cause medicine tailored to support your healing journey. You can begin your transformative experience with a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. You can call them at 208-338-8902 or visit their website at thecarlfeltcenter.com. Again, that's 208-338-8902, or go to the website, thecarlfeltcenter.com.
Let's talk about Helin 951. I first learned about this revolutionary product while attending a conference on natural cancer treatments. I then later interviewed Jim at Helin Products, and his cancer healing journey with this product truly inspired me. Helin 951 stands out for its profound effects on gut health, inflammation, cellular health, and immune system support. Unlike typical supplements, Helin 951 offers scientifically backed, tangible benefits and an over 30-year track record. Many of my listeners worldwide use Helin 951 not only as part of their cancer recovery, but also for general health and athletic performance. I use it myself as well. I really encourage you to head over to helin951.com/crane for exclusive deals and free shipping when you use code CRANE. If you're facing serious health challenges, call Helium Products and mention my name. Their team, with over 3 decades of expertise, is incredibly supportive. Don't wait. Experience the Helium difference today. That's helium951.com/crane.
Children's Health Defense.org has litigated against telecom and all the major industries for all their lies and deceits for all these years. And so there's a bunch of research on there. And then Arthur Furstenberg has a ton on his site. So yeah, it's literally, there's endless material out there for people to find out about it. I think it all backs down into Dr. Martin Paul's work out of Washington State University. He talks about the voltage-gated calcium channels breaking down. So right out of the gate, those four words are basically the voltage-gated calcium channels. It's a gateway for your mitochondria to derive energy. So if that's disrupted right out of the gates, your cells, your fascias, it's not getting energy. You're not able to produce energy right out of the gates. It's an oxidative stress. It's the bandwidth at 2.45 gigahertz is the lowest bandwidth that destructures water. So I'm seeing with our athletes is chronic dehydration with everybody. And it's an epidemic of it. And a lot of it's from the EMFs because of destruction of the water. A lot of it's from the chemtrails and the barium that's in the chemtrails that they're dropping on us. It's disrupting the fascia and dehydrating us. So we need silica back in our system and minerals, IRC moss and all these great minerals back in it. But the right out of the gate, this stuff's messing with us. And then what happens is it's an endocrine disruptor. It calcifies our pineal gland. We're not connecting to God. You're not reproducing these hormones when you're sleeping. So those are the first systems that are disrupted right out of the body. Then you go into all the cognitive stuff, and then you get into some of the non-trauma concussion symptoms. And then you get into the bigs, cancers, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, and infertility.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's scary, you know. That's scary if you're you want to have children, or your parent or mother, or you have a chronic disease you're trying to heal, or you just want to be healthy, you know, not just for athletes, right? Athletes for performance. Yeah. You're going to see benefit if you're reducing the oxidative stress, you can see faster recovery times. But I mean, just for the average person or somebody dealing with a chronic disease, you know, it's like all this stuff is actually pretty concerning.
Yeah. It's really tough to heal, Nathan, when you're decharged. So when you lose your polarity, it's really challenging to heal. And that's what this stuff does. If our bodies are essentially a body battery, we're a capacitor. We take in frequencies, we absorb stuff, and then we emit it. We're all electromagnetic beings. We have a resonance that goes out about 6 to 8 feet. If our environment's disrupting anything, then our chemistry is affected. And so when we get decharged, we don't have that charge flowing through our body because we're electric, it's not on full cylinders, we see signs of dis-ease in our body.
You said depolarize the body?
Yeah.
Talk more about that. What do you mean?
So Eileen McCusick.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with her?
I know Eileen really well. Yeah. She's a good friend. I've known her for years.
Yeah. So she has an incredible, for those that don't know her, she's an incredible sound tuning fork healing system that clears your biofield of any stuck stuff. So what happens is we get stuck things in our energy field. You can get stuck EMF in your energy field as well. And we use our grounding bags to clear it, similar to the way she uses her tuning forks to clear it. But what I love about her system is she identifies the body as a body battery, and we get a negative charge from the Earth's resonance, and we pull the electrons from that negative ion charge to support our electron transport chain. That's what gives us energy. We get more energy from the sun from the unpolarized light of the sun that distributes equally in every direction. Dr. Zach Bush will say we breathe in these minerals from different environments. So get out in the oceans and the forests and the, you know, deserts and different climates that have some incredible air. Hopefully we get it from our food. And when we're eating organic and regenerative and biodynamic foods. And then the big thing is the conductivity of it all from the water. And hopefully we get spring water and have it has structure and formation that our bodies can absorb and utilize. But we also utilize that for the conductivity. If we're missing any one of those five elements, Nathan, we are become a gateway for disease to occur. So in order for our body battery to be fully charged, we have to have all those elements. A car battery runs out of water. What happens to it? It dies, right? So we have, you know, a handful more mechanisms where we don't just die, but that is, those are the elements that we really, our body requires for optimal health and performance.
Well, with the electromagnetic side, you know, and the science that supports that, it's really interesting. And I think if we dive deep thousands of years ago into the, you know, ancient science of the Vedas, the Vedic sciences, the Indian teachings of prana and life force energy, or we go over to China, we go to the ancient TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, and we also look at the qi, the life force energy of the body, right? They teach we can cultivate this through breath. Prana is one of the ways to build up our prana, build up our chi. Another way, as you said, food, water, these things actually build the life force energy in the body. Especially, you know, if you're eating terrible garbage food, usually you're going to feel terrible after. So there's not much life force in that versus living food, real food, plant food, these kinds of living vibratory foods where you eat fruit and vegetables and nuts and seeds and legumes, and then you feel like you have a ton of energy, right? It's a life force in the food. Same with the water, right? Dead water that's filled with chemicals and toxins is not going to be as nurturing for you as, you know, fresh spring water straight out of the mountains filled with hydrogen and, you know, minerals. I mean, these are just things that basic things that I think you mentioned early on is like, this is what I have been preaching for, you know, almost two decades now. Like, the further we get away from nature, the more disease we're going to have, the less happier we're going to be, the more sick we're going to be, the less energy we're going to have. The closer we get back to nature, barefoot, just before this interview, I was sitting outside, back to the sun, absorbing sunshine, barefoot on the grass in the backyard for, I don't know, 10 minutes or less, just charging up my body. Because when you do that, you do feel a difference. You do feel a difference in your charge and how much energy you have. And, you know, the closer we get to nature, real food, whole foods coming from the planet, right? Connection, you said, you know, connection to God and having that, you know, connecting to source, to soul, to God. All these things bring us more life force energy and make us feel better and happier and healthier. But the further we get away from that, the more sick we're going to be. And so it is really a, you know, we're going to live in this modern world with all these convenient technologies. I think we have to even double down more on how much time we actually spend in nature. We know that if you go out into the forest, you know, the why you feel so good and at peace when you're walking in the forest, or, you know, forest bathing, as the Japanese have called it, right, where you're spending time out away from technology, out in nature, you feel good, you feel energized, you feel recharged. Well, what is that? Just as you were talking about, we are literally pulling in negative ions from the trees, in the air, from the ground and soil around us into our bodies, and it's charging and healing us. The qi and the prana, right, in qigong, they talk about these diseases are blocked energy. It's blocked qi. And you were talking about how with Eileen McCusick and the sound healing, you know, these frequencies help to actually break open that stuck energy. The stuck EMFs you even talked about, which I haven't really heard of stuck EMFs. That's kind of interesting, but I'm very aware of the stuck qi concept. And when we practice qigong and we really open up our channels and our meridians, then that energy can flow. And then, you know, the body can heal itself.
I mean,
much
think
faster.
About what Bruce. Yeah, it, just like Bruce Lipton said, is your health indicative of your chi. So the energy in your energy field is primary. The secondary effect is the chemistry of our body. And so that's why Eileen works on your energy field, because then everything changes in your body. It's so simple. It's just basic physics of basically how our body works and revs. And when we start to do that, we can start to change that energy field outside. The chemistry will change. Then we work on the internal environment. So I always say, hey, let's learn about our environment. Like, what is your environment? Your environment could kill you or allow you to thrive. And let's lean on the air. The air of our environment is ether, plasma. That's where these waves and particles travel through. So that is our main environment, just as the marine life's environment is an ocean. So if you pollute an ocean and there's a huge oil spill, what's going to happen to the marine life? They're going to get sick and they're going to adapt the best way we can. Same as if we pollute our environment, our air, with millimeter waves and radiation and visible stressors, our bodies are going to adapt the best way we know how.
Well, what about people who, I mean, I have neighbors, people, you know, their Wi-Fi is going to come in even if I turn mine off. People who live in apartments, like if you've ever been in an apartment or a hotel, right? You've got 30, 40 networks. You're in a busy city. You got 30, 40, 50 networks that show up on your phone. You know, like we're just surrounded by this stuff everywhere. So, I mean, are people just doomed or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, no. So Nathan, the cool thing is what I want to teach is awareness. And when we can get back to awareness of understanding how we interplay with our environment, how we're one with nature, we're built on these scalar waves. They're unpolarized waves. All the non-native ones are one directional. That's why they're different. So when we understand that simple framework of how we're one with nature and how the other stuff's different, then we could start to understand proximity and usage protocols. But the cool thing is, in addition to that, then we can understand physics component where we can convert a one-directional waveform into something that's unpolarized. That's the physics side. So I don't want everyone to leave here in fear of this stuff. No, that's what nature does for us. It helps facilitate us converting these waveforms and allowing us to coexist with this stuff. That's why, you know, everyone looks to nature to get grounded. So did I with the grounding bags. You bring in nature's resonance into your home, it creates a coherence. Shaolin monks can also turn their chi and they can convert these waveforms into something that doesn't affect us. So the people that do this breath work and meditations and build their life force up and focus on that stuff and are healthy, they have better strength to just do it just with their intention. The majority of the population, we want to get them to be able to do that. And sometimes you just could use a lot of help from being out in nature using our products like our grounding bags.
So, I mean, I believe 100% that with the mind and with practice, you know, our minds and bodies are incredible what we can do, truly create miracles beyond what modern science can even understand. But people are always going to ask, well, is there any proof? Is there any science of that? Like you said, you know, these Qigong masters and deep meditators that can actually transform the waveform energy, right, from a Wi-Fi radiation, for example, and convert it into more of a harmonious technology. Is there proof of that? Is there any science that has looked at that you're aware of?
Yes. I mean, well, look at Dr. Ibrahim Karim's just biogeometry. Like, this guy's transmuting waveforms, you know, through energy. And again, all the meditators can do that. You can, anyone can
called?
Do
that.
Let's
that
just have the intent to ground right now.
What was
we
that
can
called?
Have the in, what's that?
Who was that and what was that called?
Oh, Dr. Ibrahim Karim.
Ibrahim.
So he's the founder of biogeometry.
Biogeometry. Okay. I've never heard of that.
And so you can basically.
And what does he discover? Like, what does he, what does he discover?
He is probably one of the biggest guys known to transmuting ley lines or energy fields through biogeometry. And it's a kind of incredible system that he created, but you can do that through his stuff. The experts can do it. I mean, like right now, Nathan, we can just have the intent to get grounded. Like we can literally put our focus on that we're a strong tree with deep roots and have our feet just rooted in the ground. And I'm barefoot right now in my office. And so, and I did my morning open water ocean swim.
Me, bold. I'm always barefoot, and I've got
there. You go.
I actually have a grounding mat. Yeah, let's see your barefoot.
I don't know if you can see me.
Yeah, and I have a grounding mat under my working desk right there. So I stand on that barefoot when I'm working at the computer, you know, just plugged into the grounded outlet there. So
we're gonna get you one of these.
Okay.
So
what is it?
That's our grounding bag. I'll get into that in a little bit, but that'll surpass anything else. But just having the intent for us to ground, and we're a strong tree, deep roots. The more the wind blows, the deeper our roots get, the more grounded and connected we get, then the more we ebb and flow. And give yourself some infinite love and gratitude. While you do that, you'll instantly get grounded, and we can root our body, our mind, and our spirit, just with that intent, giving love and gratitude and connecting each of those three areas. You can be grounded instantly. So
I 100% believe that, but again, is that what he proved through using scientific methods, through biogeometry?
Yeah, he didn't prove that. Dr. Darren Weissman proved that through the Lifeline technique, that you can ground yourself instantly.
That's so cool. The Lifeline technique.
The Lifeline technique. He uses
I've learned these things over the, you know, last 20 years of just like learning different meditations and practices, and you can feel the difference when you do it. So that's how I know personally it's working. But I'm always like super interested in like, yeah, is there modern science that's confirming this, right? All modern science, in my opinion, all it really does is confirm what our ancestors have figured out for thousands of years. That's really all it's been doing, right? Because like we've already known all this stuff forever. People, masters have been doing this all over the world for thousands of years, and modern science is like still barely catching up. But I like when there is science behind it, because it helps people who are, you know, doubting, like, oh yeah, that's just some woo-woo spiritual whatever. It's like, yeah, it works. And guess what? There's some science that supports it, which is always
interesting. Definitely. And in addition to that, Nathan, the biggest thing too is every Western medicine diagnostic test uses waveform technology. X-rays, waveforms, are ionized. EKG, waveforms. CAT scan, ionized waveforms. Like, again, all these systems are using waveforms in Western medicine, but there's some disconnect when we go and test our waveform or our chi. Like, I had Dr. Bear Lando test our grounding bags. He has dual impedance antennas. It measures your chi and any distortion in it. And it directly tells him what's going on health-wise with your body, more accurate for him than blood does.
Who's
so
that?
Dr. Bear Lando, B-A-R-R-E Lando, Alpha Vedic, alphavedic.com. He'll be one of your favorites. Yeah, Eileen's McCusick's been on his podcast a couple times, I believe. So anyhow, he's one of the most brilliant minds. Him and Tom Cowan are two of, you know, my favorite, most brilliant minds in the health space. And then Eileen's is one of my favorite systems. Dr. Darren Weissman's my favorite systems. I'm a systems guy, so I love systems approaches to healing. There's not just one that works, but there's a lot. But anyhow, going back to the resonance of everything, that's how we test stuff. And so to me, when someone says, well, that's woo-woo or it doesn't make sense, well, it's just testing a different way to test waveforms. And I could do it through applied kinesiology, through muscle testing. That's what I do. I've done that for a long, long time, for decades. I just test energy, and I'm really in tune with it. And I could give you an answer, yes or no, just off the reflex of your body through muscle testing.
Yeah, muscle testing is really interesting, actually, how your body is just responding. It's like telling you yes or no, if this thing's, you know, good for you or not good for you. You can do it with supplements, you can do it. And it seems to be very accurate, doesn't it? Muscle testing, for the most part. Is there ways there ways where it doesn't work? I mean, I think there's times where muscle testing might not work great for some people.
Well, it depends on who's doing it and the questions you're asking and all. If someone can read energy pretty well, you can get it really accurate. I mean, look at these systems now. They're rolling out scalar wave technology like the iMate, there's so many others that can literally read your biofield, tell you exactly what's wrong with you, and then treat it instantly. Just treat it right away. So again, whether it's the machine doing it or us doing it with each other, that is the framework of how our planet revs, is through waveforms. So we got to get more in tune with that and understand, you know, if you add 10 zeros to someone's bank account, that's a big deal, right? Definitely. Well, if you add 10 zeros to the speed of a one directional polarizing charge in our environment, that's a big difference for our body as well. So understanding just the simple concept of waveforms and the framework of how they're made, scalar waves, which are the native ones and natural ones, versus a man-made one, a one-directional, we can get past all this stuff of people worrying about this virus and this contagion, germ theory. We don't have to worry about that stuff because it's all about the environment. You pollute the environment, our bodies adapt. So that's what we're seeing with history, is when there's times of environmental pollution, toxicity, those are the times that people get sick. It's not, did that dolphin give that dolphin a virus? It's who polluted their water.
Did that dolphin give the whale virus from an eagle that flew out of, the Mongolian caves or something? I'm trying to look at images because I'm very visual. For other people who are visual, let's see if this is a good example of, one directional waves versus like scalar waves. Let's see, is the transverse wave versus longitudinal? It's hard to see.
Yeah, that's good. And then the other thing that a few examples that I'll give you, three that I like to look at. And the scalar waves are the framework of these waves. So all waveforms are based off of a scalar wave, which is unpolarized. So if you're looking at a one directional, the waves, the junctions have to meet or you have dirty electricity. And that's why one directional stuff, every cell tower panel faces every different direction. So because they can only broadcast and bend it, they can refract it about 25 degrees or 30 degrees, but it's in a straight line. So that's why you have the panels facing every which way. Now, I have a window right here. You can see light behind my hand. If it was a one directional, you would just see a laser dot right here and you wouldn't see any light behind it. If I'm getting grounded by nature, I'm not in nature's resonance right here and then out of it 2 feet over to the right. It's a resonance over. They didn't say stay 6 to 8 feet away from a straight line out of Justin's right ear. No, it's a 68 feet biofield that goes equally in every direction. And then the last example is, if I drop a pebble into a pond, does that waveform distribute equally in every direction, in a circular direction? Yes, because they're scalar waves, they're unpolarized. I don't drop it perpendicular and it shoots straight to the right or left. That's just not how our nature is designed. So those are the differences between the waveforms.
Yeah, so once it's polarized, meaning they add magnetism to the electricity. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it shoots in a straight line, basically, like out of a Wi-Fi tower, for example, or cell phone tower. And that, from what I understand also in interviews with Dr. William Pollock over the years, too, you probably know him and all his research with EMFs and cancer and PEMFs and helping heal the body, pulse electromagnetic frequencies that actually are more like energy wavelengths that can help induce healing in the body, right? Right. PEMF. Yeah, so that straight, direct line of man-made energy is what's basically to blame then, right? Versus the scalar energy that's moving, you know, in this, in these, how would I describe the vibrations? How would you describe them?
It's a more coherent field for us to assimilate. And now, with saying that, I want to be clear on a couple of things, because, you know, my business, we're in the business of introducing products that help people heal. We look to nature's resonance to heal from EMF. So the Schumann resonance is essentially 7.83 hertz or waves per second. We're bringing that resonance into, you know, our environment. So we live in these homes that are really electrical boxes, you know, but we call them homes. And so we're the goal is to get our homes to be as close to the resonance of nature. So that's why when you bring in a bunch of grounding bags in your home, you create that coherence. So when you're dealing with electricity.
For people, before we go there, for people who've never heard of the Schumann resonance, right? Can you talk a little bit about it? I'm just pulling up an image here.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me finish this track. Keep that on there, and then let me finish this train of thought, because I don't want to get diverted on it, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we want to keep this, we want to bring in that resonance into your homes. Now, if you're looking at healing your body, electricity, the PEMFs, the Rife machines, scalar frequency machines, they're incredible jump-starting you. If you're looking to use that type of technology for EMF protection, they're not going to do the job.
Right, because you have to have the machine running for it to be used.
All the time. You can't You can't do that. So So my whole take is, and if you modify a frequency and embed it into a chip or a sticker or a metal plate, and that's like, to me, I equate that to like eating genetically modified food. You're modifying a resonance and you're putting it into your environment to overpower all the other modified resonances. That's a futile effort when it comes to EMF protection. When it comes to healing, it can be fantastic because it jumpstarts your system. So let's go back to the scalar waves.
Let me ask you this real quick before Schumann resonance. On that topic. So like these bags you have, you say you're bringing in the energy, you know, the natural healing energy from the earth, natural scalar waves from the earth, that's helping to mitigate some of the EMF, you know, pollution, electromagnetic pollution that's coming in from Wi-Fi and things like that. How is that different from just putting some plants in my house? Like, can plants do the same thing, living plants?
They can help a lot. They just don't have as strong a resonance as the rocks do. And
that's measurable? You guys have measured that? Do you have like science supporting that we can take a look at?
Yeah, we do. We can measure that resonance that it kicks off and how it helps you. And the way we measure it is we look at body measurements. So if you put a plant next to you, how much of your body measurements change? Well, not very much. If you put a grounding bag right next to you, a lot's gonna change. So those are the tests we've done. You could have a plant in your room. Are you gonna get up to 60% deeper sleep? Probably not. So we look to Schumann resonance, nature's resonance for that healing capacity at that level. And so, yeah, I'll get, when we get into our products, we can get into those more tests and such, but to stay on the scalar wave talk, this is really important. What I'm alluding to is measuring in the speed of a wavelength. So I alluded to the Schumann resonance. The healing pulse of the earth is measured, depending on the season, at about 7.83 hertz or waves per second. So that is a resonance of the earth that is constant and can change and ebb and flow with seasons and such. When we sleep, Nathan, are you familiar with the delta and theta brainwave states?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, definitely. So those are measured. I'm gonna convert this, all these waveforms, into a wave per second so everyone can be on the same page. Schumann resonance, 7.83 hertz or 7.83 waves per second. Delta or theta brainwave state, when we're in a deep restorative REM, rapid eye movement, a lucid dream state, recovery, sleep, our brainwave state is at 1 or below 1 to 8 hertz, or 1 or below 1 to 8 waves per second. Schumann resonance is 7.83 waves per second. We're literally almost one with nature's resonance. When our athletes with athleticism are in the flow and they can't miss, when you're doing your CrossFit and you're in the zone and you no one can stop you, you're in an alpha brainwave state. That brainwave state's about 8 to 13 hertz or waves per second.
Yeah.
We rev, sleep, and optimize one with nature's resonance. And remember in the beginning, I talked about Wi-Fi being in the billions of waves per second. 2.45 billion waves per second for these cell phones. That's 4G. 5G is 60 to 90 billion waves per second. Guess what telecom, Nathan, guess what telecom is allowed to go up to?
Ooh, I don't think I want to know.
300 gigahertz. They're at 60 to 90 gigahertz with 5G. They can go up to 300 gigahertz. That's insane. So that's where we're going with this stuff. Getting grounded by nature right now is a necessity more than it's ever been. It's the number one stressor in our environment, hands down. Zach Bush will say it's glyphosate because he has 40 years of research. I'll say, Zach, and he's a buddy of mine, sorry, we have 140 years from electricity of research, from electricity being in the homes on up into this wireless stuff. And it's only getting stronger and just closer proximity and with more technology being rolled out. So to me, there's no scratching your head that this stuff is the number one stressor, and everything on that bar graph has gone up since we introduced this stuff into our worlds at record speeds.
Yeah, everything in terms of like chronic diseases,
you mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination. It's both a combination of glyphosate and other toxins, and then
for sure
the electromagnetic pollution.
It's not
right?
Just, like,
exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's not just one thing. There's a combination. We've been lied to in every major industry. Glyphosate, fake food, GMO food, all that stuff. Yeah, big culprit. But the one consistent variable, literally for 140 years, is electricity on up into wireless signals. That's a crazy stat. And then you look at these marketing schemes like wearable technologies, routers in your ear, laptop's probably one of the worst. Let's put a battery and a router over your lap where your reproductive organs are, where your ovaries absorb 10 times the amount of radiation than any other part of the body. And then people's sperm counts plummet with that. This is insane.
What do you think of Elon Musk's, satellites covering the entire globe now? Basically, I don't think they're covering the whole globe yet, but I know that's his plan. I think they sent up thousands of satellites transmitting EMF radiation down, all over the planet. What do you think about that?
I think it's the most devastating agenda that could ever be rolled out in more ways than one. I mean, the next one, the electric cars, is probably the next biggest challenge. That's my biggest button right now. But the electric cars, you're sitting on a massive battery. That's 18% lower testosterone. You're using more of the electrical grid to use the vehicle that you're wanting to reduce the usage of that electrical grid, but you have to use it to use a car. It makes no sense. It's a fad. I think it's going to go away. They're already moving to hydrogen and hybrids because people don't want to wait. They don't want to wait an hour to an hour, 45 minutes to charge a car. People feel like crap sitting inside of them. It's a fire hazard. I mean, the list goes on and on. I could write a dissertation on electric cars.
I mean, you said it's a fad going away. I mean, I don't know if Tesla is still, they were the number one company in the world. Are they still the number one company in the world?
Granted, he's done a great marketing thing. I don't know how his Tesla logo looks like an IED. Like, I mean, I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of his companies. I think he's done some incredible things. People have made a ton of money on his stocks. I would never buy an electric car. I will never drive an electric car. And I do not support phased array radiation being blasted down on our entire surface of the world from, you know, a couple hundred, 250 miles away. Like, that's crazy. That's about the same distance that the airport traffic control radars can broadcast. Is a couple, they're about 40 miles further is what they're broadcasting these satellites from above our heads. That's poisoning us. It's dehydrating us and our planet. It's destroying birds' immigration patterns. The sounds that these products make, animals can hear, most humans can't hear unless you're underwater. We can hear all this stuff like clear as day. It sounds like static turned all the way up on your radio station, turned all the way up. It's just devastating for us and our planet. He's probably, Elon Musk and his businesses are probably the number one biggest polluter by far, because we're using coal, cadmium, precious minerals to mine these fuels to fuel the electric car batteries. And then now the fuels from the rocket fuels are just devastating for packaging, for all of our foods on us. I mean, it's crazy. And then they're radiating us at closer levels, at record levels. Third world countries don't want and don't have electricity. They don't have it. They don't need it. Oceans, deserts, forests, we don't want it there. They don't have it. They don't need it. We have to stop polluting our environment and take back our airway rights. I mean, this is absolutely devastating. And there's some cognitive dissonance is how brilliant people tout him. There's just absolutely no awareness on the actual effects of what he's creating for our entire world.
I know NPR did a piece on, you know, cobalt, which is like one of the major minerals they need for these batteries, for these cars and stuff, right? And phones and all that. Literally how in the Congo, they call modern day slavery, right? What's happening, and like, it's destroying these people's lives. And, you know, they're basically modern day slavery with people in the Congo that are having to be in touch with this massively toxic, right? They're breathing it, they're touching it, which cobalt is very toxic. And, you know, it's supposed to be like safe, clean, non-toxic working conditions, but it's not. There's videos on this I've seen too, like 20,000 people at these mines in shifts of 5,000 at a time, just digging and pulling the stuff out by hand and breathing it, and how, you know, toxic that is for these people. And they pay them like a couple dollars a day or whatever it is, right? So that's to build, I mean, that's for the batteries. That's just one of the things that have to be mined for these batteries. So I hear what you're saying on that. It is, you know, it was this idea that, oh, it's, you know, electric cars are gonna save the world. Are they as toxic or more toxic than fossil fuels? Are they worse for the planet, right? I mean, these are questions that I don't think anyone has 100% answers for. I don't think they're gonna save the world. I don't think they're sustainable long-term. I don't, right? There's no way that mining for these materials and using these batteries and then, you know, all these charging stations, like you said, like there's no way that that's sustainable long term and that's eco-friendly, as they say. There's nothing eco-friendly about it, let's be honest.
Well, no, these charging stations are using diesel, they're using oil, they're using coal to mine this stuff. They're just doing it in other countries. It's not a net zero in any way, shape, or form. They're using more of everything they're wanting to reduce the usage of to make it and mine it and extract it. And then the usage of it, they're using more of it. It's absolutely insanity. Literally, there's no common sense rhyme or reason that an electric car, you know, makes sense other than the emissions that it doesn't do when you're driving it. I mean, that's the only thing that is less, but all the mining, all the extraction, all the more using electricity. And then the other thing is when you're charging your phone. So if you have a really healthy wired home, Nathan, the second you plug in your electric car, it throws off the entire grid of your home. So you turn a healthy home into a dirty electricity home. You turn a healthy home into 50, 60, you know, milligauss, you know, and something that's wired and grounded properly, and you blow out that whole grid. You turn it, the dirty electricity is in the spectrum of 4,000 to 100,000 waves per second. That's where the static comes in. You turn that into static, just as like someone would have solar on their homes. We've been lied to. Even fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are fuels from fossils, from dinosaurs. Like they're not. Fossil fuels aren't what we think of as fossil fuels. We've been lied to in all these different ways. These are precious minerals that are mined, dirtily mined. The extraction process is devastating for those populations. And then they're dirty all the way around. So look, I'm all for making as much money as someone can, but we got to clean up our act. Like we got to clean up a lot of the extraction processes, whether it's mining or what have you, or going for oil, getting oil fracking or gas, what have you. We got to clean up those systems and not do it at all costs. But because we do it at all costs, they're given a bad rap, but they're not as bad. A combustion engine, I would much rather, you know, use that right now over the others. Diesel is not carcinogenic. Clean diesel doesn't cause cancer. That's been another lie that we've had to deal with. Just because you can see the smoke doesn't mean it's going to cause cancer. Clean diesel is equally as good as the other fuels for us. So, and again, they're heavy metals. We can clear it. We can chelate. We can flush this stuff. We got to unlearn and get back into, you know, the systems that work, that are the minerals are there for us to utilize, but not do it at all costs.
Well, I mean, look at the inventor of the diesel engine. I think it was Rudolf Diesel, right? I think late 1800s, early 1900s, if the time frame's correct. When he showcased the diesel engine, he showed that it could run on vegetable oil. Like the original diesel engine, as we know, can run on biodiesel, and there's a lot of diesels. I don't think you can convert newer diesels now, but there's still, like in the last 20 years, a lot of those diesels can be converted to a biodiesel, you know, and just run on vegetable oil, right? So like there is a lot of options. Is that going to happen? Probably not. There's too many, you know, too much money involved, right? I mean, look at this huge push for electric vehicles, and Tesla being one of the largest, most profitable companies in the world. And now all these other companies, I think BMW has an electric, you know, Ford's putting out electric, like everyone's going in that direction. So,
but they're going into hybrids though. They're literally going out. The infrastructure will never be there. It's never going to be there. And AI takes five times the amount of electricity, you know, on the grid. So with this AI push, if half the U.S. is in a multifamily home, there will never be a grid to support this electrical rollout. It's unsustainable. So we have all these things. We're already seeing a shift into hybrids because no one wants to wait that long to charge a car. And then plus people are realizing they feel like crap inside these cars. And unfortunately, to be fair, all new cars and even combustion or not, you feel like crap in them because you have Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, you know, cellular, you have GPS and broad spectrum, and it's all in a close proximity. The one thing that tips the scale with electrical cars is you're sitting on a massive battery. Pharma can't even make that up, that that's good for you. They just can't. It's never, ever been touted as being good for you and never will be.
Plus, I don't like the idea of, I've thought about getting a Tesla, but I'm glad I haven't. I don't like the idea of like the whole car being controlled by, you know, the company itself and all connect complete. The whole car is like completely connected to, you know, run on Wi-Fi and a cellular signal and things like that. They can literally start your car for you or shut it down. Like that's going so far into a dystopian, you know, viewpoint of the world of like the companies that you are buying for your sense of freedom actually have complete control over your entire life, right?
I'm with you on that one, man. I mean, this is a huge conversation. If your electricity goes off in the car and people don't know how to open those on the manual levers to get out, they're stuck in their car. You can die in some of those situations. Like this, these cars aren't great for you. Even some of the newer cars, they're mostly computerized now. And so they're tracking and can shut you down too, but definitely electric cars, they govern how much usage you can get out of your battery already. They're already governing that. So they can shut you down in an instant. It's a fire hazard. They're filling up their landfills with acid, with dead batteries. I mean, and then you get into this whole tracking, tracing, controlling thing. What I've seen, which is crazy, from being working with professional athletes to identifying the stressors in our environment to understanding electricity at levels that I'm sharing with you today and to make it into common sense for everyone. The next step's gone into cybersecurity. And because I'm starting to see the surveillance marketing, all of our apps have 1 to 15 trackers on them. They're tracking our gait, how fast we drive. Like literally, they know all your bank accounts. They know all your passcodes, who you voted for, where you live, all your biometrics, which are your single most unique identifiers, your finger, your palm print, your retina scan, your voice, your face. They know all of that. This is crazy. We're just giving them this information and then we're using it for commerce. So let's use our thumbprint to get in this car. Well, what if that thumbprint gets shut down or stolen? I mean, this stuff is just crazy. You can't get into your car. You can't access the stuff. So let's go back to getting a key and using that so we can have our freedoms back for sure.
I saw they started rolling out hand. You can pay with your palm at Whole Foods. And I like the first time I saw it, I looked at that thing and I was like, I just wanted to like rip it out of there. I was like, I will never do it. You will literally have to force me to do something like that. Pay with a chip in my arm or use my palm or fingerprints or something. Like that's the direction they want to go because it's easier to control people that way, right? Like we know in China, COVID, they could force you to stay at home or, you know, had to go to grocery stores at certain times, or if the thing on your phone was red, you couldn't go into a grocery store. Like that's literally, they're just, you know, slowly rolling those things out here in the United States. If we allow it though, that's really what it is, right? It's like if we consent towards it, like all that stuff requires consent. You know, people go, oh yeah, it's convenient. I don't have to take my wallet. I'll just use my palm. Yeah, but look at the bigger picture of what you're doing. You're literally allowing, you know, corporations to have your biometrics to be able to, you know, take payment from you. And guess what happens if they're like, oh, sorry, you've been a bad boy. You didn't take the shot we told you to take, or you didn't do this, or you didn't do that. Sorry, you can't have fun today. Go home, right? Like that's literally what has rolled out in other countries. And you know, if we just permit that here, what are we doing with our freedoms? I mean, it is definitely dystopian thing, but it makes you think like, be like, going out and being a monk and living in the caves actually sounds kind of nice right about now, but that's not realistic for most of us. So, you know, what do we do? What do we do? We do what we can. You know, living in fear about this stuff is not helpful either. I don't like to fearmonger. I don't like to, you know, get people into a fearful space, because that makes it worse. That fear downregulates your immune system, right? It even makes things worse. So it's like, okay, here's the reality, and what can we do about it? What are our solutions, and how can we empower ourselves, and how can we protect ourselves and actually, you know, and be at peace, you know, practice meditation, qigong, yoga, pranayama, breath work, things to keep our nervous system regulated, get into nature, you know, bring nature to us, into our homes, like all the things to keep ourselves at peace, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing we have, right? The only thing we actually have control over is how we feel and what we do with our mind and with our own spiritual practice. That's the only thing we truly have control over. I mean, this body's going to go away, right? This life's going to go away. This house is going to go away. One day we won't have any of this stuff. So none of it really matters at the end of the day. What really matters, I think, is like, are you happy? Are you peaceful? Are you, do you feel good about yourself, about your life, about your connection to God, to spirit? I think at the end of the day, that's what's most important, at least to me.
Yeah, for sure. And these little things that we talked about in the beginning, like just understanding how you feel, those are tests that they're doing. They're saying how much of can we infiltrate into your space? And it's a test with a smartwatch. It's a test with an earbud. It's a test with every device that we're being rolled out at. These are all tests, and they're just testing us along the way. Well, can we do palm prints? Can we do electric cars? Can we do fingerprints to pay for stuff, or palm prints, or retina scans, or face imprints, so we don't have to enter a passcode? Like, they're all tests that they're rolling out. And the more we can slow those tests down and use our purchase power to make the right choices and buy combustion cars, pay a little more, but buy an older car, like literally buy an older car and put a little into it. But you're slowing down that data harvesting, that aggregation of information, and you're raising your consciousness at the same time, because you're not having a stressor on you. And that's where we got to get to, because we're just, our whole goal is to raise that consciousness. Because you're right, we do choose, it's our choice how we respond to situations, and we can create these situations. So if essentially our body doesn't know the difference between memory, reality, and imagination, we're in this time warp. We can create what we want in our future by our intention and our visions, and seeing it, tasting, smelling it, create, evoking emotions with that. So let's create this awareness for the whole world to start to see this stuff and understand this stuff, and then make the right purchasing powers and choices to optimize our health and performance.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to hear a little bit more about these grounding bags that you have, though, and a little bit of the, you know, you said you had some science on that and how they work. Like, I'm curious about.
Yeah, definitely. So when I got into this space, I wanted to look into nature's resonance to see how it could help heal. And I found a doctor using these products and successfully to treat his patients, and got the rights to the mine. And so here we are. We rolled out EMF Rocks, our grounding bags, emfrocks.com. It's one of the leading natural EMF protection products, and all they are hand mined crystals. It's nature's resonance in a bag. So it's just like walking barefoot in a bag, Nathan. You bring this resonance into your home. Dr. Rodney White's sleep test shows you sleep up to 60% deeper. Dr. Bear Lando's waveform test with his dual impedance antennas shows the grounding bags clinically, passively treat up to 91% of the markers that are off. So
which markers that's are not those? Passive, what markers are they looking at?
All the biomarkers that your body would be off in and his
these
test.
These are like electrical biomarkers, or they're doing like blood tests?
No, he did energy tests, energy field stuff.
Energy field tests. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, it's detailed on our website on Dr. Bear Lando. So anything that would be off, the grounding bags treat it up to 91%. So if you want to actively treat, the other cool thing with our product, the crystals have moisture and magnetic properties in them. They're different than anything else. So shungite, amethyst, black tourmaline, all the other known crystals that have magnetic properties, they don't have moisture content in them. That's what makes these so special and different. And no one's seen them before, because when they would mine them, they would turn to dust. We're the first to mine them and seal them and bring them to market. So when you put these on your bed, you sleep up to 60% better. You put it in your space, you heal up to 91% or more. That's passively. Actively, when I talked about EMF stuck in your biofield, you can use these just like a tuning fork and to clear your biofield of any stuck EMF. The way you do it is just tap on them. Tap on the bag, it'll up to 10x your energy. Do it for about 20 seconds. Then you could cover your eyes, your teeth, your thymus, which is your upper chest, that's your electrical system for the body, or your intestines below your belly button. Tap on it and cover those areas one at a time for about 20 seconds each, and you will be able to recharge your body battery and be able to heal, because it's tough to heal when you're decharged.
So these crystals, like if I put it in my bedroom or whatever, like how close do they have to be for you to get the benefit from them?
So at least one grounding bag on your bed, you'll sleep up to 60% deeper. You put at least one on your desk.
Does it have to be on your bed, or can it be on my nightstand?
It's got to be touching your bed. On or under your bed, at the head of the bed is where I like it. When you're clearing a source, which would be a bed, desk, or car seat, you want it touching it. If you're clearing an environment, five of these grounding bags together will clear 2,000 square feet. If you have solar, you need 7. If you drive an electric car, you need 7.
So you put one on your desk where you work, on your bed where you sleep, wherever you spend the most time, you would have one, like it needs to be kind of close to your body.
Yeah. And you can move one to the other if budget's the concern. Start with one, put it on your bed, move it to your desk when you're working. And then when you can build up to 5, put 5 in your home, clear 2,000 square feet. If you drive a Tesla and you don't want 18% lower testosterone, you got to have 7 directly behind the driver's seat. There's just too much of a stressor in there. And go through the tapping protocols before you use them. They'll last 2 to 3 years. So there is a shelf life on these, which is a selling point for me, because everything has an expiration date. They're the products that are just like, oh, these things last forever and they're always protected. You got to run for the hills on those. These will last 2 to 3 years as long as they're, you keep them sealed. Excuse me, you use them as is, keep them sealed, keep them out of heat, keep them out of the laundry. They'll last for a couple of years and then you got to get new ones.
Why is that? Why do they?
Because they, when they lose their form, they lose their function for EMF protection. When the moisture content in them expires, they turn white, oxidize, and they're no longer effective for EMF protection. Then they just become nutrient dense minerals for your plants. But you gotta have the moisture with the magnetic, and we can only preserve it for a couple years with them the way they are. You can recharge them once a month if you want, by putting them out on the lawn in the shade, on the grass, you know, just lay them down for 15 to 20 minutes. That'll give them a little extra bump. You don't have to. If you're in a cold climate and you can't get outside for several months, no big deal. We have grounding bags in our home that I haven't grounded in years and I still feel they work well. So, that's how we use them, and we sell them through doctor clinics all around the country. So it's one of the leading natural EMF protection products out there.
What kind of mineral is it? What kind of crystal is it? What's it called?
We call it a colloidal crystal because it's been compressed from an underground water source. So it has the moisture with the magnetic properties.
Mm-hmm. And so how is it different from, like, if I had just like a quartz crystal that I was holding on to? Is that going to do something similar?
Yeah, again, the moisture content. So these you have to keep sealed. We hot seal them in here. We put them inside of here. This is how you use them. Quartz, amethyst, black tourmaline, they don't have the moisture content in them. So I can't wear this per se, like as jewelry, and show how beautiful these pink crystals are. I would love to display them. They would oxidize. They would literally turn to dust if I did it that way. We just can't do it that way. So because of that, and I we have to deploy them a certain way, and then they have an expiration on them.
Mm-hmm. What's your website again?
EMFrocks.com. And then you could find all of our curated health products on athleticism.com. We have toothpaste and MCT oils and essential oils and all the frequency resonances of the earth, you know, in products that you can bring into your environment to restore health and performance.
Very cool. Yeah, I'd love to try them out and see if I notice any difference. Yeah, like I said, I signed back up for the Whoop to track my sleep again recently, but now I'm like, after a conversation, I'm like, yeah, it's probably time to cancel it again. Just, you know, even though I take good time away from it pretty often, it's just, you know, I have found it helpful in just the mindset of like focusing on sleep, but that's already there in me as well, like how important sleep is for me. So
yeah,
is it worth it for that constant, you know, Bluetooth on the body? That's the question.
No, not at all. And Nathan, you're already there. Just get in that circadian rhythm with nature. When it's dark outside, make your environment dark. Get the resonance of your room as low and slow and as close to nature as possible. Get a timer on your electrical panel that turns off all the electricity in your bedrooms at night. Get an outlet timer for $9 if you have Wi-Fi. And so the Wi-Fi turns off at night when you're sleeping. There's so many simple things. Charge your phones, devices, turn them off, put them on airplane mode, charge them outside of your bedrooms. Create that environment and your sleep will just already be there. And do some, I love human garages, fascial maneuvers, do some fascial maneuvers, get the silica in your body, get the Irish sea moss in your body, move the fascial adhesions, rehydrate, remineralize, create that circadian rhythm and that coherence within your environment in all those different ways. And you're teeing yourself up for success every single day.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I actually swapped out most of the bulbs in our other house before we moved here. Every bulb in the house was a blue light blocking bulb. But there's a couple lights in this house we moved to that I can't switch them out for that. So I'm trying to find a better solution, but because I don't like wearing the glasses at night, you know, but the, I've swapped out most of the bulbs in our house with the blue light blocking bulbs, which is, you know, definitely helps in the house too. And then at night, like when I read, I use candles instead of any light anyway, which is awesome. I love a good beeswax candle, you know, that natural light.
That's what I was going to recommend.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, a lot of these things definitely help with sleep. I've experimented with a lot of these different things. We have blackout curtains in the room, right? I turn all the electricity off, you know, phones off on airplane mode, like all that stuff. It definitely makes a difference in your quality of sleep and and then every morning, you know, doing my breath work, meditation, go outside, get the sunlight first thing as it's coming up. At night, I'm trying as much as possible to like at least watch the sunset or be like around outdoors as the sun is going down. I don't usually get to see the sunset where we live, but I'm, you know, I know it's like, okay, yeah, 7 o'clock, the sun's starting to go down, trying to be around that because I know that really helps with circadian rhythm as well. Grounding, being barefoot on the earth, you know, whenever you can throughout the day, like all these things make a difference. We just flew to California from Florida and it's like a 3-hour difference and it was a super early flight and didn't sleep much. You know, and like first thing we did, went down there, got barefoot on the sand, you know, walked around in the ocean, like just connect to the earth. And I had so much more energy the rest of that day, you know, and got connected into, you know, when you're traveling, it's like a 3-hour difference. Or I was in Africa recently on a humanitarian mission. And that was like a crazy difference. I can't remember what that was. It was like a 8-hour or 12-hour difference or something over in Kenya. And, you know, just getting used to that, it was, all I did was get outside, get barefoot first thing in the morning, right? Get that sunshine. And I mean, I adapted to that time zone change like really quick. All this stuff really does make a difference. Yeah.
Awesome.
So emfrocks.com and anywhere else people can connect with you, social media, places like that?
Yeah, athleticism.com. Athleticism Neurostacking on Instagram and then at EMF Rocks Instagram. I do take over Human Garage's Instagram every Friday at noon Pacific time. It's a great chat. I have some huge, you know, fun guests. Got to get you on it as well. But cool. They have about 1 million followers on their Instagram. So check me out on there. Pretty much every Friday I go on live. And yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Nathan.
Awesome, Justin. Yeah, good to get to know you a little bit here. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Likewise.
All right, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Nathan Crane Podcast. Please make sure to subscribe and share this on social media. Then head over to nathancrane.com for your free ebook.
So when we're talking about, you know, what are these underlying causes and conditions of these chronic diseases, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, they all have very similar, if not identical, causes. And that's the thing, is when we get to the root cause of these diseases, we can not only prevent these diseases from ever happening, but empower our bodies to heal from them.
In every one of our cells, we have tens and hundreds of thousands of chemical reactions that are happening every second that are cycling back and forth. It's like sort of a yin and yang.
And, you know, for me, the soul's purpose is evolution. It doesn't care about comfort. It cares about evolution. Mm. And so I think so long as we are following our soul, then we will evolve. And I think what sometimes blocks us from living our purpose, from manifesting that next level of our expression, is we have not evolved.
There is also a time for letting go all the expectations and relax and just breathe and be grateful for what you have achieved.